One important thing in PALS is to choose books for students that they can read, especially the lower performing student and the pair can read. And this can be a little bit tricky. So this is where your CBM data or state test data can be really helpful to you, because it allows you to choose books at an appropriate level for the lower performing student. It's really important that you don't choose books that are too hard. What I would actually recommend is that if you had to make a choice about a book that's a little bit too easy or a little bit too hard, choose the book that's a little bit too easy, provided that it's not way too easy and that it's a book that will be of interest to the students. And the reason I say that is that we have found in the past that when teachers really push their students to try to read books that are too difficult for them, they miss so many words that they really can't actually get into the text very well. And they have a really hard time making main idea statements and doing the comprehension-related activities in PALS. They're not going to get any benefit out of the PALS activities. They're going to get frustrated, and they may not end up liking PALS. So you want to choose books that are at the right level, and then you can just monitor them to make sure that the books are working okay for them.